Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool on the agenda. Absolutely. We're diving into a topic that's super relevant for anyone using AI to generate images, especially when it comes to text. Right, we're talking about the 7 critical mistakes with Diagram 2.0 text that are killing your click-through rates, or TR. Ooh, that sounds intriguing. So what's the scoop on Ideogram 2.0 text? Alex, well, first off, it's important to understand that Ideogram 2.0 was designed specifically for typography. Unlike other tools that just treat text like any other shape, imagine asking for a stop sign and getting SOTP instead. Oh man, that's frustrating. So it actually understands letters better? Exactly. It's currently hitting around 82% accuracy on text rendering, which is a huge leap compared to DALL-E 3, sitting at about 47%. But even with that high accuracy, I still see a lot of beginners making the same mistakes. Wait, what kind of mistakes are we talking about? Alex, well, about 52% of beginners are producing unusable text. They often make vague prompts like saying text, saying hello without specifying details. So if I'm understanding correctly, just saying hello isn't enough. Right. If you don't specify whether you want it on a neon sign or a t-shirt, the AI has no clue what you mean. That vague prompting leads to about 67% illegible text output. Wow, that's a huge failure rate. What can beginners do to fix this? Alex, a solid pro tip is to always place your text instructions at the very beginning of your prompts. For example, say a sign that says sale in bold red letters, and then describe the rest of the scene. That makes so much sense. So you're prioritizing the text right off the bat? Exactly. When you do that, your success rate can jump to about 91% text fidelity, which is a game changer. All right, I'm taking notes. But what about style conflicts? I've heard those can be a big deal too. Oh, they really are. Here's the thing. If you want a cool anime style but also perfect text, you're setting yourself up for trouble. Oh no, what happens? Well, in those 3D and anime styles, the AI distorts the typography to fit the environment. So the text can end up warped or even nonsensical. Jordan, that sounds like a nightmare. So are there ways to avoid that? Definitely. You want to choose styles that complement the text. And for professional work, stick to the more stable settings. Ideogram is reliable, and for just $7, it pays for itself pretty quickly. That's a no-brainer. Now, you mentioned the importance of settings for high CTR banners. What do we need to know there? Ah, this is crucial. One of the biggest mistakes is ignoring the aspect ratio when generating images. For example, if you generate a square image and then crop it for a YouTube thumbnail, you could end up cutting off half the text. Yikes, that would definitely hurt your... So you have to set the aspect ratio before generating. Exactly. Yeah. And don't forget about the model settings. While the realistic preset might look nice, the design or typography options usually handle text much better. Got it. Can you share an example of someone who's used this effectively? Sure. There was this Shopify merchant called Wandwares who sells Harry Potter style wands they initially used for their banners and ended up with text that looked like melted wax. Their conversions tanked. Oh no, what did they do next? They switched to Ideogram, used the poster preset, and bulk generated about 400 banners. The results were solid, leading to a significant boost in their conversion rates. That's amazing. It really shows how powerful the right tools can be. Absolutely. And looking ahead, we're already seeing trends that could shape how we use tools like Ideogram. What kind of trends? Well, by mid-2026, we're expecting more multimodal integrations where different types of tools start working together. So keep an eye out for that. Oh wow, that sounds futuristic. Does that mean we'll be able to personalize ads even more? Exactly. Imagine generating ads that swap out text based on who's viewing them. It's already being tested by platforms like Meta. That's incredible. So the fundamental skills we learn now are still going to be valuable, even as tools change. Right, understanding typography, font weights, and contrast will always be essential, no matter how the tools evolve. To wrap things up, avoiding vague prompts and keeping an eye on style settings can really help boost those click-through rates. Absolutely. By treating Ideogram 2.0 like a professional tool, you can significantly increase your CTR up to 48% compared to generic stock photos. That's a lot of potential lost if you're not careful. For sure. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. And remember, keep experimenting with your prompts and settings to find what works best for you. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.